Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchiolitis for Andrew and Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Gauthier on 6/11/25. Mr. Stern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airflow obstruction. The air velocity index is less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study data at 3/4/25, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Spellicy, S-P-E-L-L-I-C-Y. This goes to Dr. Blizzard. On 6/11/25, Mrs. Spellacy performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. With a moderate impairment in flow rates, period, there was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Although the air velocity index was greater than 1, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/4/25, the current study does not show improvement after bronchodilators, period. No paragraph impression, moderate obstructive and restrictive lung disease without a bronchospastic component showing no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Shelby Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. This goes to the VA. On 6/11/25, Mrs. Bryant performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued minimal reduction of forced vital capacity compared to a prior study data 2/25/25. There's been some improvement, period, no paragraph impression. Minimal restriction with moderate reversible airways obstruction showing improvement. The study is consistent with asthma. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Georgeanne, G-E-O-R-G-E-A-N-N-E, Wiggin, W-I-G-G-I-N. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 6/11/25, Mrs. Wiggin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/27/25, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Petra Ripley. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 6/11/25, Mrs. Ripley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. Although the air velocity index was greater than 1, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction compared to a prior study dated 3/6/25. There's been slight deterioration in the post-bronchodilator study, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some progression, period. Thank you.